If you think about it, an election is sort of like a job interview. Candidates present their ideas, hoping the public will hire them. The three men campaigning to be Wisconsin superintendent are nearing the end of the first round interview, ahead of next week's primary. But rather than surveying voters, we assembled a hiring committee of students. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello visited several Milwaukee area middle and high schools. How do students think the candidates' ideas might work in classrooms?
The students who assembled for my hypothetical hiring committee come from a diverse set of backgrounds as well as from a variety of school settings, public, charter, voucher. I gave each kid one sheet of info about each candidate. These mimicked resumes. The only thing missing were the candidates' names. We called them A, B, and C. After some light reading, these students had plenty to say. Here are their insights. We started with candidate A, challenger Lowell Holtz, and his proposal to let parents opt their kids out of standardized tests.
I think standardized testing is a necessary evil in some cases.
That's Eden Snyder-Schmidt, a junior at Nicolet High School.
I think it's way overused right now. We just constantly get abruptly pulled out of the middle of a unit or something like that because we have to take some tests.
Candidate Holtz has also made school safety a big part of his campaign. Safety is a big plus for Rondell Jones Mills, a sophomore at Milwaukee Collegiate Academy.
Violence still keeps students from school because if a lot of violence is going on, you don't want to get hurt, so you won't probably attend school. So I think it's good that he's trying to enforce, more security.
Next up, candidate B, John Humphreys. Carmen High School freshman Savannah Studebaker thinks Humphreys' past experience working with at-risk kids would be helpful.
He wants to train the teachers with the challenges of at-risk students so they know how to go over those situations. They understand the student has this, that, and the other, and then they know how to handle it the right way.
But Savannah's classmate, Hanson Huynh, disagrees. He thinks Humphreys' training strategies would result in cookie-cutter teachers and classrooms.
I feel as if you train the teachers, that's just taking part of how they teach and how they run their classes. It could be a good and a bad way depending on what type of teacher they are.
And finally, candidate C, incumbent Tony Evers. Marisa Rodriguez, a senior at St. Joan Antietam High School, sees Evers' experience as a good thing.
Well, the fact that they have been superintendent for two terms already, so they definitely have experience doing the job.
Evers has advocated for extra resources to go to the neediest kids. Carmen's sixth grader, Sahara Champeau, likes the idea of the state providing more staff and supports for struggling students.
I feel like he cares about what other kids go through. If he actually became a teacher here at Carmen, a lot of people would like him because he would step into what a kid would think instead of what everybody else would think.
In general, these students have lots of thoughts about what a good superintendent would do. And they say they wish they could be a part of the process. Senior Marisa Rodriguez.
This is the reason why I wish we could vote, because we're the ones actually in the education system that they're fighting to have control over. So
those of us who are old enough to vote can do so on February 21st. The top two vote-getters will compete in the general election for state superintendent on April 4th. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.